From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Iraq's interior minister responsible for security has resigned following a suicide truck bombing Sunday that killed more than 200 people in Baghdad. Islamic State claimed responsibility for the country's worst bombing in over a decade. U.S. defense spokesman Peter Cook says pressure to degrade and destroy the IS group must be maintained.
That's tightening the noose around ISIL in Iraq. Will make it harder for them to carry out attacks in places like Baghdad, in places in other parts of the world. And this was clearly a devastating attack and a painful reminder of the lethal capabilities of ISIL. But it does not alter the strategy here, and that is to go after ISIL in Iraq, in Syria, at an accelerated pace, as aggressively as possible, to try and limit their capabilities, their ability to carry out those kinds of attacks.
Sunday's attack came about a week after Islamic State was ejected from the western city Fallujah. Democratic Republic of Congo opposition presidential contender Moise Katumbi vowed Tuesday to return to his country despite an arrest warrant. In Paris, he vowed to keep his effort to replace President Joseph Kabila peaceful through an election.
99% are ready for the election, and they are waiting for the right time. You don't want to make a putsch. You don't want to make a coup d'etat. You want to follow our constitution. And if they don't call for election, they're the people of Congo. Are going to say, Mr. President, you didn't respect what you're supposed to respect. It's time to go. Bye-bye, Mr. President. Our demonstration are going to be always peaceful demonstration.
The multimillionaire businessman in Europe for medical treatment has been accused of plotting against the state. The former Katanga provincial governor denies any wrongdoing. This is VOA News. The Army of Democratic Republic of Congo says suspected rebels hacked to death 9 people in the country's restive northeast. The attack targeted the town of Oicha in Beni territory, where hundreds have been murdered since October 2014. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation says it's recommending no criminal charges be brought against Democratic presidential frontrunner Hillary Clinton for her use of a private email server in handling classified and sensitive documents while Secretary of State.
In looking back at our investigations into the mishandling or removal of classified information, we cannot find a case that would support bringing criminal charges on these facts.
But FBI Director James Comey criticized her and her colleagues for what he said was their extremely careless handling of classified and sensitive material. Britain's Home Secretary has taken the lead in the race to succeed David Cameron as Prime Minister in the wake of the referendum in which voters elected to leave the European Union. May took just over half the votes cast Tuesday in the first round of balloting. Syria's military has declared a 72-hour regime of calm across the country to end midnight July 8th. Meanwhile, a suicide bomb blast claimed by Islamic State Tuesday killed at least 16 people and wounded nearly 30 others in the mostly Kurdish-controlled northeast Syrian city of Hasaka. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu arrived in Nairobi Tuesday, the second of his four-nation trade and security trip to Africa. On his arrival, the Israeli leader told Kenya's President Uhuru Kenyatta the two countries should unify in the fight against terrorism.
We see ourselves engaged in a common desire to seize a common future and fight the forces that are trying to drag us into a dark past. And this means that we want to cooperate with you on development on the one side, non-security on the other side.
Kenya has been a frequent target of fighters from Somali-based al-Shabaab militant group. Teachers and healthcare professionals launched a strike Tuesday in Zimbabwe over unpaid wages. The job action followed a violent clash between police and taxi cab drivers Monday as the southern African country grapples with a declining economy and severe drought. Egyptian investigators analyzing the recovered cockpit voice recorder aboard the ill-fated EgyptAir Flight 804 that crashed in the Mediterranean May 19th say the crew tried to put out a fire. Earlier reports indicated there was smoke at a lavatory in the cockpit before the Airbus A320 disappeared from radar on a flight from Paris to Cairo. All 66 on board perished. Italian authorities detained a homeless man Tuesday on suspicion of murdering an American university student from Wisconsin. The body of 19-year-old Bo Solomon was found in the Tiber River Monday, 3 days after he disappeared. Media reports say the two got into a fistfight along the riverbank. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.